He asked Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to resign of its neighbor. The UN spokesperson said separate letters were handed to the Prime Minister of Russia Tuesday, asking Putin to reach Guterres in Moscow and Zelensky to receive him in Kiev. While Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister said Wednesday that an agreed humanitarian corridor to evacuate civilians from the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol had not worked as planned, blaming Russian forces for not holding their ceasefire. Deputy Prime Minister Irina Verishuk also said Russian-organized buses failed to evacuate to deliver evacuees on time to the point where Ukrainian buses and ambulances were waiting. Ukrainian officials estimated that about 1,000 civilians were sheltering underneath the steel plant, which is the last Ukrainian stronghold in the southeastern port city of Mariupol. In an AP interview, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees spokesperson Shabia Mantu says more than 5 million people have had to flee their homes in Ukraine because of the Russian assault.
This is a staggering amount of people that are have had to leave their homes, their possessions, in some cases family members behind. So millions of families and millions of lives have been shattered and their lives have been torn apart by this war.
The Kremlin said Wednesday that banning Russian tennis players from Wimbledon over Moscow's military campaign in Ukraine would be unacceptable. The Grand Slam's organizers, All England Lawn Tennis Club, said in a statement Wednesday, tennis players from Russia and Belarus will not be allowed to compete due to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. A British judge has formally approved the extradition of Julian Assange to the United States on spying charges. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The extradition order comes a month after the UK Supreme Court refused an appeal by Assange against a lower court's ruling for his extradition. The case will now go to Britain's Interior Minister Priti Patel for a decision. However, the WikiLeaks founder still has legal avenues of appeal. His lawyers have 4 weeks to make submissions to Patel and can also seek to appeal to the High Court. Karen Chamas, London.
The United States will explore the possibility of resuming migration accords with Cuba, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Wednesday. Mayorkas was speaking during a news conference in Panama. U.S. and Cuban authorities are due to meet in Washington Thursday to discuss migration concerns. Israeli police Wednesday blocked hundreds of far-right Jewish protesters from marching toward Jerusalem's Damascus Gate, the main entrance to the Old City's Muslim Quarter. Amid rising tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, several hundred protesters carrying Israeli flags began marching from a square near Jerusalem's municipality, according to a Reuters witness, in defiance of police orders and despite condemnation by several Israeli leaders. The organizers said the march was an attempt to, quote, bring back the feeling of safety to the streets of Jerusalem, end quote. Israeli leaders said the march was a provocation. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Tuesday offered what he said was a wholehearted apology for attending an illegal party during lockdown, but insisted he didn't knowingly break rules or mislead Parliament and brushed off calls to resign. Johnson told lawmakers in the House of Commons that it did not occur to the birthday gathering, complete with a cake, was a party. Opposition politicians and some among the governing Conservatives have called with increasing frustration for Johnson to quit since stories began to circulate late last year of parties in the Prime Minister's office and other government buildings in 2020 and 2021. Last week, Johnson was fined for attending his own surprise birthday party in 10 Downing Street in June 2020, while millions in the country were barred from meeting with friends and family or even attending funerals for loved ones. Johnson became the first British Prime Minister ever found to have broken the law while in office. And recapping our top story, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has separately asked Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to receive him to discuss steps to bring about peace following Moscow's invasion of its neighbor. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.